Hey guys, awesome episode today. We talk about being casual, Instagram posts, and negging. Check it out, enjoy, share with friends. Hello and welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from Harlem, New York City, every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every week, and let me say it again, guys. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. It means the world to me how cool it is. How cool it is. What the fuck am I saying? It means the world to me that you guys are listening and enjoying as much as I enjoy putting it out there. I mean, I was just in Jacksonville. We'll get to that in a second. But I was just in Jacksonville taping How Low Will You Go, which now comes out every Saturday. Hey, listen, if you see my Instagram post about it on stories, swipe up for that one and let it run. You know, just do it. You're helping your boy Papa JT. Just by letting that thing run, and it makes me feel good to see that people are clicking the link. I can see how many people click it. But we've been taping some great episodes of How Low Will You Go. And the cool part is I'm going to different places that I never would have gone to, and people are actively searching me out to say that, just to come say hi, which is very cool. And to say, what's up, man? I've been listening since yada, yada, yada. And I just wanted to say what's up. And, you know, How Low Will You Go is a fun show to watch get taped because I'm there running around like an idiot and yelling at people and making fun of people. And it's all stuff that will never make the show because so, they cut it down to make it a quick 5-minute moving show. That's still good, but you're not going to get me, you know, looking at some guy go. I mean, per an example, we had two people go against each other, and like you have these people from different backgrounds go against each other in this game show format. And on one side, you know, there's this this young black kid, and on the left side is this like young white Republican looking dude. And I looked at them, I was like, you guys look like you'd never meet. And you know, everyone kind of giggles and gets a little uncomfortable. And I was like, look, it looks like you're a rapper and you would dance to his rap music at a frat party. And I'm like, this will never make it, but it's fun for the people there. So when people come, it's very cool to meet you. It's nice that you come because it helps add energy to the taping, which I know that I'm one of those people that would hate someone that uses the word energy, but it is a fact of comedy and a fact of life that when you come happy and ready and fun, it makes everything, it keeps the fun train moving along. It's momentum. It keeps it up. So it's really nice to meet all you. Jacksonville, what a weird place. That's all I'll say about that, because people, I get messages.
Jacksonville, you gonna see shit you don't see nowhere else.
that is Cat Williams, who has a special on Netflix where he does 20 minutes on Jacksonville, which
shit
is
you like, only gonna have in Jacksonville.
Shelby here on the ones and twos popping in. Have you seen that special, Shelby?
It's unbelievable.
Let me bring in our guest because he can talk about this better. Have you seen it?
I have seen it.
Okay. Guys, a friend of the pod, FOP, an OKP, original key player, Louis Katz, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
The crowd is pumped to have you here, as always. they're, you know, just going crazy in here in the J Train Studios.
Thank you.
Louis
thank
Katz.
You. That's enough. Thank
has,
you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's great to have you here again. All of you need to go follow and support Louis. Hilarious. At Louis Katz on Twitter, at Louis Katz Comedy on Instagram. I'll be posting all this stuff on my channels. And he's got a new album out.
That's
so
right.
This is the important part. People get in touch with me and they say, hey, yo, Prince of Promos, I got an album coming out, okay? And I need to get the word out. And I'm more than happy to do it because they can come. We can talk about the album like yours.
Yes.
And then we can play the game that I've created, which is answering people's emails and then, giving advice.
I love it.
Which is perfect. Yeah. And it's a perfect
JTrainPodcast.
There it is.
At gmail.com.
Keep sending those emails, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, every Tuesday and Friday. And Louis, I watch you at the Cellar. You're hilarious.
Oh, thanks,
the album, where'd you tape it? What's the deal? Then we'll talk about Cat Williams and Jacksonville.
I love
Jacksonville.
You need to go watch the Cat Williams special.
All five of them are. He has five specials on Netflix now.
They're all out there.
They're so good.
He's so fucking funny, and he doesn't. He's in this like. Would you agree that he's in this like part of comedy where like. Everyone knows Cat Williams is great at what he does,
yeah.
But what he does is like so, like it's a version of, you know, like you're like, oh, that Phylum, if you love it, you're going to love it. Does that make any sense to you?
Were you saying like that style? Or?
That his style of comedy is repeated by other people badly. Oh. So it gives him like kind of a bad, you know.
Well, what I love him, I mean, just talk about, he's very physical on stage, but usually a more physical act. The writing will suffer, but he's a good writer and he's very physical, and I like that combination.
That's exactly right. Yeah. But this is the thing. The imitators of a Cat Williams, you're like, oh, he's humping the stool, and it sucks. And but Cat Williams humps the stool, and you're like, oh, there's a reason that we're all here.
I mean, he's really, his writing and his point is kind of like, I feel like people sleep on it because there's so much other stuff going on. He's such a showman that you're not even realize like he's making some really interesting points. He's got crazy things to say, you know, and it's, I don't know, it's really great. He's such a funny character, you know, that he wouldn't have to say something interesting. He could just be up there and be silly or whatever,
you know
what I mean? And there's acts like that I enjoy, but then he has the great writing behind it, and it's really phenomenal. So,
but then he does in this new special, it's like 20 minutes
20
on Jacksonville.
20 minutes on Jacksonville. Does not stop going
Jacksonville
off
do it big.
Right? It's crazy.
It is crazy. It is really nuts.
And it's like funny stuff about Jacksonville, but you're like, this is like when you go on the road, and you go on the road a lot, like you do like the first couple minutes, you're trying to talk about the town.
But it's like on a special, and then it was like, and then remember how like he's so sweaty in
yes.
it, and then there's like kind of like waterfalls in the back, and it almost feels like his sweat is being recycled through the set. You know what I mean? It's an odd look, but it is like I would never do that. I would never do that much local material, period. Let alone on a special, and that's what makes it special.
That's what makes it so great because he's Cat Williams. Yeah. You're like, of course, I want to hear what he has to say about Jacksonville. So you have an album out. It's called. Cats Kills, say this to people when they listen, because I do feel like this podcast is about introducing people to comedy and kind of a right turn way. Mm-hmm. We give advice, we take emails, we crack jokes about it, but this isn't a comedy podcast, so when people come on, they're like, yo, I feel like we can let people get into albums via this show.
Yeah.
Because listen, you listen to J Train twice a week, you listen to You Up once a week, that's enough Jared Freed. I don't want to listen to that much of me, okay? I would be like, let me get a break on a car ride. The perfect thing for a car ride, I think, is a comedy show because it's as if you're sitting in the room.
Yeah.
And you feel the audience, you hear the audience, you hear, you know, the flow of the hour that you're putting out. It's it's a cool experience. So
I taped it in Portland, Oregon at the Helium there.
Okay.
I was actually, you know, usually we record album as a headliner, but I couldn't get the date. So I ended up was featuring for David Tell.
Oh, shit.
So it was packed houses, hot crowds. And it was tough because I can only record it in like half hour chunks.
Sure.
But I edited it together and it turned out really great. And I actually make, like you were saying, like that immersive experience. I purposely like make sure when I'm working with the sound mixer that he makes it sound like you're sitting in the crowd.
That's a big deal to me.
That's what I like to do.
Yeah, so. It's cool because if you're in the car by yourself, you're like, you know, I'm done with podcasts. I don't want to like listen to these people, you know, go back and forth. But then I'm like, and sometimes I'll put on a comedy album and I'll be like, oh, this took me away. I'm not even looking at my phone. I'm into this.
Yeah. And also I would say that perfect for this podcast, I have two tracks on there on dating etiquette. It's like a crossover thing.
Love it.
Yeah, you can just...
Perfect.
Part one and part two.
So you can find Cat's Kills on... if you search Louis Cats on Apple Music and all those places. But the most important thing, if you're a Pandora user, subscribe to your station.
Put in a Louis Cat station and give me a thumbs up after you listen to the track, and then I'll come up more and more, and that's a good way to support me.
Review. Subscribe.
Right. That's the comedy album version of rate, review, subscribe.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, that I would appreciate that. But, however you want to listen to it, just really, I just want you to listen to it and spread the word. So if it's iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, whatever, listen to it.
That's what it's all about in this. You know, listen, we live in a, we're getting free entertainment from every angle.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
So how do you pay? okay? You pay by going on Pandora and giving the thumbs up. That's just, you're just being a nice, that's holding the door open for the person behind you. Okay? That takes 2 seconds. When you're listening to J Train, you take a screenshot, you make it your Instagram story. Pay me, okay? Because every week, I'm coming out, voice or no voice.
Hit up that Patreon.
And you go to Patreon, too. That's $3 a month. That's a cup of coffee. Okay? The Patreon. I love how much of a kick you're getting out of these sound
effects. I love the soundboard. It's so
great.
Cool.
It's perfect. Shelby has done a great job. That's a, you know, that's another one for Classic Shelb.
Classic Shelb nails another one.
Nails another one. It's crazy. So Catskills, have you been to Jack's? Go find the album. You'll find it on all my social media.
I believe I was there opening for someone once. There's a club there that I believe is right in the hotel.
I don't know about the comedy scene there because I was there for this.
Not in Jacksonville.
It's just, you know, because the one thing was when I go somewhere, I put it on my Instagram and there's no place that people have felt the freedom to trash as much as Jacksonville.
You're in the right parts of Jacksonville, you can feel safe.
Yeah. And, you know, Cat Williams is right. Some parts are really nice and fun. Other parts, I went to this place, The Landing, and it's like people were angry that I would go to such a place. Because it's like...
What was it?
I think it represents a lot to the people of Jacksonville of like how much the city is not growing. It's basically this area that's by the water. It's the perfect location. It's the center of the city. And it's this horseshoe that has bars and like a Hooters. Like, it looks like you're going to a food court from the 90s.
Cool.
And it's like, but then there's like live music and you're like sitting there being like, I don't know if this is from, it's not cool.
It's
not in Jacksonville.
Not in Jacksonville. You're sitting there because it's hard to explain because you're like, I don't have any reason to be here. And this could be something else. Like, this could have chairs out, and we could have a nice day by the water.
There's a band in a food court? You said that, right?
It's not a food court as much as it's this horseshoe with different, like, bars in it.
And then there's a live music?
They had live music out there.
Nice. I don't understand what the problem is.
I don't understand.
It's supposed to be nice, and it's not nice?
Yeah.
It's a lot of these towns, these smaller towns, they seem like they say, like, we're going to have an entertainment complex.
Yes.
And they build it someplace, and it either works or it doesn't. It's not organic, so it's like either people start coming or it dies out, and it's like, oh, this is kind of sketchy, and no one really wants to be here.
Well, that's the thing, too, is it does feel kind of sketchy. I guess there was a shooting there, like, recently, okay. So that's, you know, obviously that's not a good thing.
That'll kill the vibe,
but, I'm sorry to bring that up so early in the show. It's a little early. But it's also, there's something, I went to another area, and I went to this restaurant called Black Sheep, and that was really nice, and it's just interesting to me, like, all these towns are building, like, millennial centers, and they're, like, they hit on all the sensibilities of someone that's like of a certain age group where you're like, ooh, good coffee and food from nearby.
Well, to me, it's more about if it's grammable. That's when you know when they're really doing it. That's, yeah.
Ooh,
that's the shit. Yeah.
A painting on a brick wall.
Exactly. You know? Like there's that in Miami, that like straight up like graffiti park.
Yes.
Which is like,
I know exactly,
it's cool,
that.
But it's like, you feel like, I know why this is here.
I know what you're doing.
Yeah, I know what you're doing.
Well, that's like the pizza museum.
I've heard of that. What is that?
There's a pizza museum, and I know someone who went recently, and they're like, it's dog shit.
Where
it's,
is it?
I don't know. I think it's out in Brooklyn.
I think there's a pizza museum opening in Los Angeles, too.
It's probably, there are all these like quote-unquote museums that are opening that are just excuses for you to take a picture and share it.
That's lame.
It's like, you pay $20 to get the likes.
You're
basically paying for likes.
Because there should be a pizza museum. It should be a
real... I want to hear the history of pizza. Yeah. This, I think you walk into a room and they're like, this is the cheese zone. And it's just like foam cheese everywhere. And you're
whack.
I don't want to do
this.
That's
lame. That's totally lame.
But, yeah,
the
so,
cheese zone.
But I will say Jacksonville is fine, but they... I think that what angers people of like certain people, they're like... They basically were like... I wrote this. I do these plain thoughts after every place I go, but I'm repeating this a little bit. But this one woman, she was just like, there's so much potential here. And you see like a city like Nashville, where you're like, Nashville's doing it.
Yeah, they're blowing up.
Like, they're blowing up. And you're like, if I'm Jacksonville, I'm like, there's not even a fucking beach there. and they're blowing up. They're attracting young,
not
smart people. Not in Jacksonville. There's a beach in Jacksonville. Like, they're attracting smart, young, entrepreneurial people in Nashville because they're like, oh, this is a fun place to live. And Jacksonville, people just trash.
I mean, Nashville has like a history and a culture and an industry that's artistic. So there's like something, there's something to the Nashville thing. You know, there was a base to build on.
There's
there,
a base
more
to build.
Than Jacksonville.
I think, but Jacksonville, the base to build on is like you have a beautiful weather town, and it's like, you know, like
it's Florida, man. It's just got
a Florida's a little wacky.
It's weird, man.
You come to Jacksonville, you used to heat.
You used to heat. It was actually a nice weekend there. So we got Louis Katz here at Louis Katz Comedy on Instagram, at Louis Katz on Twitter. Katz Kills. That is the album. Yep. So all you got to do is search Louis Katz on Pandora, thumb him up.
Thumb him up.
Thumb him up. That's what I say during a blowjob there, Chick. Thumb me up. Throw that thumb. Let's do some emails. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're going to go straight into it. Casually dating. JTrain, let me start off by saying sorry for consistently calling you hot over IG when I'm drunk. Excited to see you in San Francisco. I'm coming to San Francisco. That's a good segue for me. I'm coming the 12th to the 14th. I'm going to be at the Punchline in San Francisco.
It's my home club.
That's your home club.
Home club.
Great. I've heard great things.
Yeah.
So we're sold out for the 14th. The 13th is JTrain Podcast. It's a live podcast. Still tickets left for that. And we added the 12th. So go get those tickets. I'm also going to be in Sacramento at the Punchline on the 15th. So we're doing it. Nice. So come on out. I'm going to be there the 12th through the 14th in San Francisco and the 15th in Sacramento. Anyways, I started really dating once I moved to San Francisco. Typical stuff. Got awkward, been ghosted, and also met nice guys. But I did notice my job takes a lot out of me. It's not that I can't make time for someone. I just don't want to. Just don't want to. Not the people I've met. Not the people I've met here. To put it, I don't understand what that means. It's not that I can't make time for someone. I just don't want to. Not the people I've met here. She's saying it's not the people she's met. She just doesn't want to make time for them. To put it bluntly, I just want someone for late nights, and it's been hard to find someone who's willing to be that for me. I think I'm a solid 878 picks below. We have a rating system here on the podcast. Face, body, personality. Okay, guys or girls can use it. On Halloween, I rekindled an old flame with someone and agreed we would be casual. What does casual even mean? Help, what am I obligated to do here? She's very cute.
This isn't advice. This is just someone saying they want to fuck you. I don't understand what
Me?
This is. Yes.
No, she wants to be casual.
I don't want a date. I just want late nights. I hear you're coming to San Francisco. this is what, are you just bragging? This isn't advice.
Some of these I write. And just to get to my, talk about my dates. Listen, we weave these things in, Louis. No, but I do understand what she's saying. And I think there's a big discrepancy between men and women on what does casual mean and what does it not mean. Are you dating anyone right now?
I've had a girlfriend for quite a while now.
Okay.
Before that I was dating. That's how I
Okay. That's how you guys found each other.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
The crowd is proud of you. But do you understand, have you been in that situation?
Where?
What she is saying is kind of I don't think women are handling this correctly. And what they'll say is, she's saying right here, and I don't want to put words in her mouth, but what I'll take away from this is, I'll relate to a lot of people that I've met in the past, mm-hmm. is she's saying, I don't just, to put it bluntly, I want someone for late nights, and it's been hard to find someone who's willing to be that for me. If you want casual,
booty call. She wants a straight up booty call.
But that to me, but she also wants a booty call with assurance.
A regular booty call.
Yes.
All right.
And you can't have it both. You can't be like, I want late nights, and then expect people to be there for you as if you are in a contract, like a relationship.
I don't think that's what, I think it's the opposite of what she's saying. That's my interpretation, to be honest. I think she's saying all she wants is late night stuff, and this guy wants a casual, and she's like, oh, do I have to do stuff? I think she just wants the D.
But then she writes, on Halloween, I rekindled an old flame with someone, and we agreed to be casual. Just the act of making that agreement means it's not casual.
But look what she says at the end. What am I obligated to do here? She's worried about her obligation, well, not what am I going to get from him.
Fine. Let's live in the world where that's the case.
Okay.
If that's the case, what are you obligated to do? Nothing.
Not a goddamn thing.
Not a goddamn thing. Nothing. If someone, if you say to someone, hey, let's be casual. I like if I went out with someone and we met up late night and I was like, hey, I enjoyed fucking you. You enjoyed fucking me. A lot of women in my life going way back, thinking back to the women that I've been in that situation with, they'll say, well, next Saturday we're in. And I'll go, eh, I'm tired. I'm going to go home. And
that's
then
not
it's
casual.
Like,
that's formal. That's a formal plan.
This is what I'm
that's
saying.
That's not casual.
Casual has to be that the night of you put it out there, hey, I'm willing to meet up, and you can't be insulted when the other person says no.
And it really what it is a one major thing about committing to someone is you're saying you are my priority.
Yeah.
And this is, and casual means you are not the priority. Well, straight up. You're not the priority.
Well, I think that's why a lot of women I've found are let down by this situation is they'll say, oh, I thought we were casually hooking up. And you go, yeah, we are. But you're not what I'm going to do tonight. And they're like, they'll take that as, a lot of men are put in the position whereas if you don't take the ticket of sex, that you're not taking it because it's a personal thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, well,
like, have you ever turned down a girl for sex and then they go, they act like, well, it's how could you?
It's really, well, because women are, and generally, like, men do want sex so much, sure. And women are like indoctrinated to think like men always are down to fuck. And then I think it really blows their mind when we like say no once. It's like, well, what? Like it's like, poof, you know, they don't even get it. But I think this is why if you're casually, you shouldn't be casually dating one person. You got to casually date 2 to 3 people.
Yes,
and that way someone comes through. You know,
you have to be honest with yourself that you are being casual.
Yes.
You can't just label something, oh, we are cat. Because then a lot of guys try to serve this up to women. They'll go, we're not together, but we're like, we're seeing each other. You know, like it's like, because yeah. I get a lot of girls
but
that write
this is,
in.
This is a level below that. Casual is below seeing each other.
Well, below seeing each other, but a lot of guys, like I'll get a lot of emails from girls where they'll write in and they'll say, I'm seeing this guy. We've been hooking up, you know, we've gone on like 4 dates. I've kind of been like, what are we doing here? And the guy will go, I'm not ready to commit, but I like you. And it's like, that to me is him saying, I'm still out there hooking up.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
You know, and yeah. Girls will agree to this level. Well, they'll go, well, I like you too, but I'm not looking to get serious. And then when they get turned down a month later because they're like, the guy's out doing something else, they're like shocked by that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, you can't be shocked by that. That's the contract you signed
yeah,
with.
Yeah, yeah. You have to take someone at their word. You know what I mean? But I mean, although if maybe they shouldn't say that they like, I guess, I don't know. It's just a weird game when you're in that weird zone. You know, it's a fucking twilight zone.
She just, your obligations is nothing, but your obligation is also to go, to be straight up with the person.
Yes. That is an obligation. You're right. Yeah.
You have to be like, if it's Saturday night and this guy goes, hey, I'm out. Let's meet up later. And you don't want to meet up later. Let him know.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, I got other things going on. Maybe another time.
Yeah.
Or, hey, I've been having fun doing this, but I've actually met someone else that I'm going to try it out with.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's the biggest thing when you're like in this like gray hookup situation is like, be so honest that you are okay with losing the cat. You have to be okay with losing the casual hookup.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the thing is that, I mean, I get it though. It's like you do, guys are going to try and be a little bit I think both, and this is speaking totally general. I think men and women are like, they're playing a little bit opposite of what they want because they think they're trying to appeal more to the other person.
Sure.
So the woman's trying to be like more cool with being casual than she really feels. The guy's trying to be like a little more like he's actually into her than he really feels.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
And so everyone, even if you just tweak that a little bit, I'm just saying like, I was like, yeah, you should always be honest. Then I'm thinking like, if I'm going to be honest about it, I don't think anyone's being honest. I think both parties are lying a little bit because they know what the other person wants and they're trying to give them what they want and hoping they'll come over to their side at some point.
Yeah. And you know, a lot of people are like, oh, why would they even say that? It feels good to tell someone the things they like to hear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it does. Well, there's personal advancement from that.
Because I know why both sides. A woman will say she wants it casual when she really wants a relationship because she'll think she could start out casual, but people change their minds, which happens.
He'll meet me and get to know me and I'm a special flower and it'll get game over.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then the guy is thinking, I like them all right.
Yeah.
And I do. I'm not lying when I say I like them.
Yes. I like them, but I also like the girl I saw get on the subway with the, you know, the fat ass.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I liked her too.
I like fucking her. Yeah. More specifically, but you know.
Yeah, but I like being on my phone in the toilet and you not being at my place.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
So,
yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Louie Katz.
What's
at Louie Katz Comedy at Katz Kills. We got our sponsor, people. Oh, do I love this sponsor. People, Brooklinen, they've been here for a while. And if you haven't gotten involved with what Brooklinen is doing, you're wrong. Because I have the sheets.
You have the sheets.
They're amazing, comfortable, beautiful sheets. And here's what they did. They're giving you hotel quality sheets without the hotel price.
Wow.
So listen. Brooklinen is the fastest growing bedding brand in the world. 20,000 five-star reviews. And listen, I'm staying in a lot of hotels now. You get in those nice hotel sheets, you're like, oh, luxury. This is a good life. Here's what I'm also saying. If you have the same sheets from a year ago, you're wrong. A year ago? You're doing the same sheets for a year? You change your sneaker. You buy new sneakers within a year.
That's true.
You put on the sneakers every day. You put on the sheets every day. You gotta up your game. People are looking at this stuff. Found in early 2014 by a husband and wife, Vicky and Rich Fullup, and their dog, Duke. Dukes, their mission was to bring five-star quality sheets to everyday life. Their method, take out the middleman. Keep things personal, just between them and the customer. So listen, this is how good the world works today. They hear you. They listen to you. They know that you need sheets and you want them to be great and you don't want to have to travel somewhere to get them because they're going to deliver them right to your door. Make the mailman work for you. My Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've really ever slept in. And you know what I also love? It comes with this little detergent. So this is called pampering. Nice. You want to self-pamper. We need to take the moments we can to feel luxurious.
Uh-huh.
Brooklinen sends you the sheets, and it comes with this little detergent thing. You pop it in the wash. You wash it. You dry it. You put on your sweatband, headband, and you make the bed. You break a little sweat making the bed. And then you go take a shower, and then you dry off, and you just slightly slide into these sheets. And when you're doing it, play this right now. Play me going, and now you're going to get in the bed. And close your eyes and imagine all the money you saved thanks to Papa JT. Because I'm going to give you $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code JTRAIN. That's JTRAIN at brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so sure you're going to love these sheets. They offer a free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. So the only way to get $20 off and free shipping to use promo code JTRAIN at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com. Promo code JTRAIN. Brooklinen, these are really the best sheets ever. Louie Katz, at Louie Katz on Twitter, Louie Katz Comedy on Instagram, Katz Kills. That's the new album. Go on Pandora right now. What's going on with her Instagram? I love this question.
All right.
Came in just recently. Me and this girl go to different schools. When we're together, i.e. home for holidays, summer, or a random weekend, we immediately fall back into basically being a couple. When we are apart, we talk and snap occasionally. This generally works for both of us because she always says she's super busy and involved in school, and I like having the option to have sex with other chicks, even if at times this is a rarity. I love this message because going back to the last email, you can say, oh, we're casual, and it's just one big lie. This guy spells out exactly what the relationship is.
I also like that sometimes he's not even fucking that much, but he just likes the option.
Yeah.
It's kind of like,
that's
kinda,
most men.
Yeah, totally. It's kind of like living in New York. It's like, you're not going to the Met and the opera every night. Want to know that you can.
I want to know that I can take a $2.50 subway ride
do
it.
Yeah.
This girl is relatively innocent, and when she isn't at school, she rarely posts on Instagram. If she does, it's usually with family and or not particularly hot. I like fucking this girl. She posts on Instagram. It's not that hot, but it's okay. However, the minute she gets to campus, she posts almost every week, and the pics are much, much hotter. What's this mean? My friends that go to her school say they really don't hear about her hooking up with a lot of dudes. So what's up with these hot Instagrams, and why does seeing them bother me so much? Thanks. P.S. He put me in a Snapchat group, and it made me. And he's saying thanks for staying in it a couple of days. Okay. So what do we think? Why does it bother him? Why is she doing it?
It bothers him because he likes her.
Yeah.
And he's trying to pretend like he doesn't.
Mm.
Besides that, I mean, I don't know. She's just hotter when she's at school. Well, I don't know what that's about. I don't know.
I think it bothers him because he knows. We all know why we put up the Instagram pic.
Yeah, sure.
So anything you are doing,
he's projecting.
Everyone is doing what we're doing. We think we're all different and individual, but no, we're very much alike. The things that make us feel are 10% away from each other. So when I put up a picture of me on Instagram, and you and I were going to take a picture after this that Classic Shell is going to take for us, and we're going to use to promote the podcast.
Cool.
I'm going to look at Classic Shell's pics, and I'm going to go, fat, no, gross, hot.
Sure.
And I'm going to pick the hot one because I want someone to like it and then to message me and go, you look good. Because that makes me feel good.
Sure.
And I'm going to go, and when they say you look good, I'm going to go onto their Instagram. I'm going to look through all their pictures. And I'm going to go, is this a hot person that thinks I look good? I don't know. And that's me being honest and vulnerable to let you know that I know what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah.
So I know what this girl's doing. She's putting up the hot pictures while she's at school because you take hot pictures while you're at school. She wants someone, and I'm not saying this could be construed as the girl wears a low-cut shirt, so she wants me to bang her. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying she could want as little as a like, but we all do this. I'm saying you put up a hot picture because the one you know looks good, you take the picture, you take the camera from the angle above your head because you know it doesn't have double chins. This is why we do it, because we want someone to go to notice us and then for us to go, oh, maybe I'll pursue.
Sure.
So
it's all those reasons, and girls like to look good for other girls too.
This is also true.
That's true.
The female, you know, there is a pecking order to this Instagram stuff where she goes, I want to let the girls know that I know how to dress. I know how to look.
That's true. I mean, it's really, I think, the question is do you keep these anonymous? Should I not say that?
Let's keep it anonymous.
Okay. The question isn't what's going on with her Instagram. The question is what's going on with your heart, dude? Sure. That's the question.
That is the question.
You know what I mean? She's
put
taking
on the nice music. This has just got romantic. A girl
who I'm attracted to post pictures that are good looking. What do you think? What do you care? What do you care one way or the other? The question is, why does this bother you? And he does ask that, and the reason it bothers him is because he likes her.
Yes. And he knows that that it's just a matter of time before someone who's closer to her,
yes,
at her school,
uh-huh,
looks at these pictures and goes, I think they're hot too.
Yep.
Just like I was saying, if I think it, you think it. So he knows if his dick gets erect,
yeah,
there's another dude that's a little bit closer.
Yep.
Getting that itch in his penis too.
It's that stutter, that move, that little
fluttering of wings. That little boner fairy.
It sounds
erupting
like
in his balls. It's out there.
It sounds like he wants to keep it open. You can't say, I want to keep it open so I can fuck other chicks and then be scared that she's fucking other dudes.
Yeah,
it is what it is, man.
Dude, you know? You're living in shark-infested waters when you do that.
That's right.
It bugs him this much. Just don't look at her stories or whatever.
Yeah,
you got to mute the stories.
You're not going to find anything good.
That's a good piece of advice. Mute the stories. I think also, own your place in her life. So I keep pushing over. Oh, it's long enough? Okay. I keep pushing over the headphone thing. Sorry, people. I would say to this guy, own the space you've created.
Own it.
Your hometown guy. So when you see these hot pictures, you like them. You have to be positive. I would get off her stories, but I'd be positive on the feed. like them, and walk away.
Yeah.
And then hometown guy, hometown's coming up.
That's right.
Thanksgiving's coming.
That's right. You got the holidays coming up right now. I mean, really, if you should just play it cool. And the question is, why are you looking at her Instagram when you're at this other school when you should be looking at girls that are closer to you?
Yeah.
You're wasting your time. If you're catching feelings, then admit to it and pursue it. But if you're not and you still want to fuck other girls, then stop looking at her Instagram and go fuck those other girls.
Absolutely. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Louis Katz. Katz Kills. That's the album. On Pandora. I like this one. Dead Fish in Bed and Other Adventures in Negging. J-Train, love the podcast. Have seen your stand-up show live twice. Always appreciate the honest male's perspective. Let's get to it. A few months ago, I hooked up with a guy I met through mutual friends on a trip. We met, kept in touch a bit, and hooked up again recently when I was in his city. We had fun together, hanging out alone with our mutual friends, and everyone in the group kept saying they've never seen him like this. I hate that. That's my least favorite friend thing. Women do these things where they're writing the romantic comedy on the fly. Right?
You really, like, well, you really think it's just not true, or you just think it's something that your female friends will just throw it on you?
I just think it's like a... It's a female thing where they want to believe that love exists, so they have to write this fucking rom-com while it's happening in real time, and it puts this amount of pressure on shit that none of us can handle. I don't know if I should tell this story. I had a recent thing where, you know, I brought someone to an event.
Okay, very vague. I like it.
Keep it vague. That's right. Crowd's shocked. But every girl kept going up to her going, what? Like their heads exploded. And then it gets in her head because she's like, no one's heard of, you know. And it's like, it becomes this whole thing where it's like, women can't help themselves.
See, that's a lot of people selling you out and fucking your shit up. That's
right in front of me.
Yeah, it's really sucks.
You're like, what? Can you, people just comment? When you're introduced to someone, just go, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Like, it's so funny to me just the way, like, there was a comic that was outside of the Cellar. This was like a few months back, and he was with a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny because, like, dudes just know dudes. We don't let the defense get in front of us. We keep the defense behind us, to put it in football terms. We're not going to just do crazy. We're not going to throw Hail Marys all the time. So
can we go non-sports? Can you give me non-sports? Non-sports.
Here's what he did.
Okay.
He's with this girl and he goes, hey, I was like, what's up, buddy? And he goes, this is my girlfriend, blankety blank. And I go, great to meet you. I'm Jared. But dudes won't. And I was like, let it pass. Women in that situation, a lot of women in that situation do the, you have a girlfriend. What? They can't. It's like, there's a reason he said everything he said in the order that he said it. Have you been in that situation?
Oh, I know. There's all sorts of stuff like that. Sorts of stuff.
And it's like, guys are just okay with like, you do you, I'm do me. Don't bother.
You know what really fucked me up was I dated a couple different black girls in a row, and people would always like confuse them, even though they didn't look alike at all. And it's like, man, you're like, they were always like, oh, nice to see you again. They're like, we've never met. I'm like, why don't you just say nice to see you? Just say nice to see you.
That is a classic fuck up.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm talking about with keeping the defensive. Don't do too much.
Yeah.
Just, hey.
Hey, nice to see you.
Why do you have to be the DVD commentary on my relationship? I don't fucking know you. All I'm doing is introducing you and trying to get past this conversation. So we had fun together, hanging out alone. Our mutual friends, everyone in the group said, never seen him like this. Right? Uh-huh. Never seen him like this. What are you? Shut the fuck up.
Well, those are mutual. Those are all friends of both parties there.
Sure.
So let's see where it goes.
He even made a few sweet gestures that surprised me. I started to think that there might be a relationship potential. But she's also meeting him in his city. So they're long distance. I wake up the second morning after another sleepover. He literally flipped the switch. He started negging me. This includes statements like, when we met, I thought you were going to be a dead fish in bed, but you weren't. That's a weird thing to say. He also proceeds to tell me a bunch of stories about dickish things he's done to girls, that he's dated a 20-year-old, he's 30, and in his grand finale, that's he's had sex with a stripper. I can only assume this was the most extreme way in history to convey he is not looking for something serious with me, but this almost goes beyond that into not even respecting me as a friend territory. Here are my questions. What possibly could have caused him to flip like a switch? And more importantly, what would motivate him to blow up your aunt theory so spectacularly? So I have an aunt theory that the best way to meet someone is where you have other people who know the person, mm-hmm. because then they don't want to disrespect your aunt.
Okay, yes, yes, I see what
you're saying. So the aunt theory is basically like...
They'll treat you better.
If you introduced me to some girl, then I would be... I would have to be a little bit more careful with how I treated the girl because it's a reflection of you.
Yeah.
Well, so...
I mean, I have some opinions on this.
I have a lot of opinions.
You want to read it all the way through?
Yeah, let's read it. Our mutual friends were shocked when I told them about this. Also, we will both be standing up in their wedding in a few months. So the bride is particularly pissed he's put me in this uncomfortable position. Bonus points if you give me a game plan for that wedding besides looking hot and not hooking up with them again. P.S. in case it's useful for your analysis, I'm 30, generally considered cute. Evidence here. She gives her Instagram. We will...
Let's investigate.
I'm sure she's beautiful. One of God's beautiful creatures. There she is. Very good looking. Yeah, cute.
Definitely.
Very pretty. Successful and have literally never been accused of coming on too strong in my life. Thanks for the wisdom. What do you... So, let's go through her questions. What would make him flip the switch?
I don't... My opinion on this is that she is... I mean, I don't know. It's really... She's not giving... total details about what happened there, but to me I feel like she is interpreting the way he acted in a totally different way than he thought he was acting.
Yeah,
and maybe if she's reading it that way, maybe he's fucking up by doing that, but I don't think he was negging her, and I think he was just, to me it sounds like he felt like, oh, I can be open with you and I'm going to tell you some crazy weird open things.
Yeah,
sounds like she found him to be like unattractive the way he was saying them. I mean, some of the things I wouldn't have said. More like the dead fish thing was a little bit weird thing to say to someone, but I think that's another way to say that is that, like, I wasn't sure how, I wasn't sure if we're going to have chemistry, but wow, we really hit it off. You know, he just needs an editor is what I'm saying.
Yeah, he needs a writer. He needs an editor. I mean, what a way to say, like, you're right. Because he is saying that he's going, I didn't think we'd have the physical chemistry that we had, but wow, we had an amazing night last night. Yeah. And he says it by saying,
you seem like a bad lay, but you're actually okay.
Yo, I thought you were going to starfish this shit. And then you blew me. It was pretty cool. I do agree. I do empathize with him on that level. Like, he's made mistakes. Agree. We both agree he's made mistakes.
Yeah.
But we will both say, here's what it sounded like to me. Why would he do this? One, I do agree with her that maybe this is a way of saying we're just casual.
Oh, you think that?
I think he did it in a bad way. I do think that it sounds like they're friendly. Like, it doesn't sound like they met out of the blue. Like, it does sound like they're friends in a certain way. It feels like maybe he's done a bad job of being comfortable with you as a friend and a lover at the same time.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, and he crossed weird boundaries because there's not... But it is, to me, it's like, I don't know why. I mean, man, people have different boundaries. And it's, to me, it sounds like, oh man, after the second time you hook up, you start telling her all these things. But some people just don't know or don't think to keep that shit to yourself. Keep that shit to yourself. Generally speaking, don't tell people about your... I think a general rule is don't tell people about your like past... Certainly not about your past sexual experiences, but not even about your past dating unless they ask you specifically about it.
Yeah, I this conversation in the minutes after, you know, coming, like, he's the most clear he'll ever be. I agree with you. He didn't mean for it to be mean. I don't think he thought that you were going to write down his line and then send it to the J Train podcast. I don't think that crossed his mind, but I do think this is about the wedding coming up. I think he's saying, I want to keep my options open for the wedding.
Wow. You really think that?
I don't, and I do and I don't. Like, I mean, the thing about fucking a stripper, like, I don't know how that could have been misconstrued.
I don't know why you would tell someone that. I don't know. I don't understand it even as a strategy.
How that
you
even know, comes
here's,
up.
Here's what I think the strategy is. I think maybe they went out the night before and he woke up drunk.
That could be it.
You know what I mean? Yeah, he hasn't eaten breakfast. He's up drunk and he's fucking up. That's what it sounds like. Like what kind of a strategy is that? To tell someone the second time you hook at them, I fucked a stripper one time. Like, why would you? And also, she's making it sound like he just wakes up and like gets to a podium and gives this speech. Like, what is she saying back? Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, what
she probably got awkward. And rightfully so. She was probably like, okay,
but
cool.
Look, he's saying, he first says the dead fish thing. Then there's a bunch of stories about dickish things he's done to girls, including that he's dated a 20-year-old, someone 10 years younger than him, and that he's had sex. Like, why would you just go? Like,
I think he went full buddy with her.
I
think he was like, we're just cool and we have sex.
Yeah.
And that's how he's separate. He's establishing we are cool and have sex.
Okay.
We are not two people having sex and getting to know each other.
Yeah.
So I think this is, I think he's setting himself up for the wedding. I think he's saying, I'm taking a situation that I don't know how to handle that could be possibly awkward, and I'm making sure, because this is an ego thing for a guy, where he's like, I'm the best, and so many girls are going to want to fuck me at this wedding because I'm going to be in a suit, that I got to let this girl know that we are just friends who talk about fucking strippers.
I
wouldn't play it this way, but it seems what...
My strategy going into the wedding would have to have a sure thing. I mean, I've never had good luck at a wedding. I've always done bad. I mean, like, they're 30, so it's like
they are on the older side of the wedding group.
I mean, I think if you're from some kind of part of the middle of the country where people still get married in their 20s, then it seems like you could really have that advantage and get laid at a wedding. But everyone I go is 30, it's been late 20s or 30s. People are usually hooked, like linked up by the time you get there. There's very few single people.
It's a game of musical fucks. it's basically there's five single people.
Yeah.
Like, it's always an odd number.
Yeah.
Where it's three single people. When you're like 30 year old and above, it's like three single people. And it's like, okay, two dudes, one chick. Who's getting the girl?
Yeah.
And everyone puts pressure on it. And it's annoying. But I do understand. I think you're speaking from a more mature standpoint where you're like, hey, this cute girl wants to bang me at this wedding. Like, I want to make sure that happens.
Yeah.
And he's looking at it from recently 30 bro dude guy where he is like, wedding.
Yeah.
You got to be fucking something new. If I'm her at this wedding, my advice to her at the wedding is really to go in and have fun and don't, I think you treat him as friend and no fuck.
Yeah, don't,
you don't not talk to him, but like, you're a friend now. That's what you wanted. You want to talk about fucking dudes, or you want to talk about fucking a stripper. So I'm going to go to this wedding and I'm going to talk about the other single guys at the wedding.
Yeah. Yeah. That's I guess that's kind of what he did. I mean, it's just, and also she shouldn't let him make her the fallback. Like, oh, there isn't anyone else here. So
yeah,
let's
that's that's the end of the point.
Yeah.
In the beginning is, hey, you guys are friends. He's established that.
Yeah.
But you have the right to go, we're friends. No more fucking.
Yeah.
And don't be that person. At the end of the night, you can fucking use your hand and probably do a better job than he's going to do at the end of the night after a wedding.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying at the end of the night, give him a hand job.
No,
I'm like,
no,
that
no.
Seems
use
like,
your
that
own
seems...
hand on you.
All right, okay, okay.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We got time for one more email?
One more.
Oh, we got time.
Email.
Okay, cool. We'll do one more email.
I like this one because
he picked rotisserie chicken over me.
That's a subject line.
Yeah,
I love that.
I've seen your show in Chicago twice. Brought six friends. Love ya, Feather. Anywho, I'm a 24 year old living in the Windy City, 788. She also gave her Instagram. Appreciated. Let's see what we're dealing with.
Is anyone ever like? And not like personality, I'm like a two. I'm just a shit person.
We haven't had that yet. We have people say that about other people.
Oh.
very cute. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's cute. She's fun. Yeah, you're doing okay. I recently went to a friend's birthday party where this guy I knew of, he's a year older, have always thought it was hot but never talked to in college, approached me and we started chatting. He very quickly asked for my number and mentioned that he wanted to take me to dinner. Very unlike me to not just drag him back to my lair. I forked over my number. We parted ways and sure enough, the next day he texts me to set up a date one. Date one went well. He picked up a nice place and paid paid, walked me home, texted me right after. And a few days later, we set up day two on Friday. Two bars later, we went back to my place. It is, at this point, the sexual tension was intense. We banged it out multiple times. Sex was good. He slept over. Next day, texted me after he left again, but mostly recapping the night. Was fun, blah, blah, blah. We aren't chatting in between dates. And then date three happened. We went for dinner and drinks, conversation flowing, we're having fun. And then he offers to walk me home, 9 on a Thursday. We keep talking about a block away from my place. He says, out of nowhere, you aren't going to hate me if I don't come up, are you? My roommate got me rotisserie chicken, and I'm still pretty hungry. After I picked my jaw off the ground, I sarcastically kind of responded with, why would I be mad? I never even invited you up. We awkwardly laughed, made out a little outside of my door, and then parted ways. Since then, there has been this slight attempt to set up plans, but he takes 12 hours to respond in between texts.
Ooh, that's
and
bad.
I am unsure where to go from here or if I even go anywhere. Here's my question. Why would he make a blatant move to not come and hook up? I was thinking maybe he didn't like me, but he texted me immediately after, apologizing and saying he had fun. Is this just date three pressure, feeling like he has to define something? We have zero conversations about that, but every time we hang out, he makes a point to talk about our next date or future plans. I would drop it and say whatever, but we have great conversations. Sex is good and I'm really attracted to him, but kind of weirded out by this whole situation. What do we think?
I think the 12 hours between texts is a bigger deal than the rotisserie chicken.
Yeah.
I think chicken's delicious and you should have ate more at dinner.
Yeah.
I guess you guys, didn't they not go to dinner? Why? Well, day three happened, went to dinner and drinks, and then he still wants to eat a chicken.
He went from sex to the complete opposite of sex. He went from a cute girl being like ready to invite him up to, hey, my roommate got rotisserie chicken, and I'm just going to eat that. Like, to me, you watch a video of a guy eating his roommate's rotisserie chicken to cool down so you won't have, to not come, right? That's like thinking of baseball to me.
Is this maybe some kind of special rotisserie chicken, like really good
chicken? It's got to be good.
it's got to be good chicken.
I love a rotisserie chicken. Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
Let's find out the name of this chicken. It's really, without knowing the quality of the chicken, it's impossible to judge.
But it kind of goes back to the reason to choose this email. It goes back to something we're talking about of guys turning down women for sex.
Yeah.
The fact that she knows the alternative doesn't make it any better, but I wouldn't. The text seemed to line up with the description she's given. She said they don't text in between dates. So as far as the 12 hours is concerned, okay, at least it matches up.
That's just bad. I mean, who doesn't?
It's bad etiquette.
It's bad etiquette. It just doesn't. I don't think people do that, really.
I think
people that are interested don't do that. So it's, like I said, it's less that, it's more about, I'm just saying, like, why? It's weird. Something turned him off. Something happened on that date.
You think so? But
how
was
your excuse leaving dinner that I need more dinner?
Yeah, you could make a better excuse. Like, I got to wake up early is an easier excuse.
Yeah, than like, then I need a roommate.
It's almost like he was trying to turn her off. Like, he was like, that date didn't go so well to the point where he's like, I need this girl to fucking hate me so that she never wants to go out with me again. Let me bring up, like, even worse, I gotta go have these hot dogs and then go burp in people's faces. Like,
what did they have for dinner? What did they have for dinner beforehand?
I'm assuming some sort of tapas.
That's what I was just gonna say. Yeah. I was just gonna say that. Yeah. It was probably too many. He's, you know what? It
too
might
many
be
shared plates.
Maybe they went to a tapas place where it's expensive. He's like, all right, we can order three plates and get away with it. He's like, I'm still fucking starving.
Yeah,
but to me, at that point, you like get a slice. You like say like,
hey, want to do slices? Let's go.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Chicago. I mean, like, fucking deep dish.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to do a deep. No one's fucking after a deep dish.
No. You're a fart.
Yeah.
She does. Here's my advice to her. I would say to her, I would text and be like, hey, I would move. Here's what she said about, like, is he trying to make it more casual? Is he trying to make it so we're not date one, date two, fuck, date three, fuck, date four, relationship? I would text him at a time. I would text him in the casual hours. So you've
the
done
casual hours. What are those casual hours?
So I would say, if you're out on a Saturday night with your girlfriends, mm-hmm. you're out drinking, you like this guy, you know that he's like a respectable dude, he can fuck, all that stuff. Hey, I'm out. We should meet up. See if that text takes him 12 hours to get back to. See if that is going to be, if he chooses rotisserie chicken then. Because that will give you his answer to everything.
Why?
If he does, if he's out, because to me, what he's doing is maybe he's fucking someone else, and he wants to keep himself out there as a casual guy. So if you give him the option of, hey, I'm out, it's Saturday night, I'm out having fun, and I want to talk to you, and I've had fun with you, going, and just because you do this one Saturday night doesn't mean it has to be the rest of your Saturday nights.
Okay.
You can be like, hey, I'm out right now with some friends, you should come hang out, and see if he bites that lure, you know, like if he, you know, and then you maybe you have a nice night, and then you say, hey, what happened on that date? I gotta have like a recap. And maybe, but if he doesn't come, that should tell you what that he's not, he's moved away from this situation.
I mean, to me, it's the 12 hours between texts, it's over. It's over.
It's over no
matter
what.
If she's still interested, though, what about some like sexy pics with a rotisserie chicken? Has she considered that?
Her head on photoshopped onto a chicken like it's Kramer in the Kenny Roasters chicken episode. That would be good. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Louis Katz, thank you for answering the emails.
Oh, that was fun. I always love coming on.
So great. At Louis Katz on Twitter, at Louis Katz Comedy on Instagram. Katz Kills. That's the new album.
Katz
Pandora.
Kills.
Go subscribe. Thumbs up. Do we have any news?
We do have one time for one news.
Let's do one news item with Shelby.
So, Jared, I know you're a big Post Malone fan.
Love Post Malone. I, you know, jealous of his look.
Louis Post Malone.
I don't know his music that well, but I see his look and I feel like I don't like him.
Yeah.
I'd call his music, same as Cardi B, things I would only hear in an Uber or a Lyft.
Interesting. I think with the Post Malone, doesn't he does a lot of stuff about his feelings? It's like a lot of like... Isn't it like kind of soulful rap?
He loves getting fucked up, tattooed, but also rapping about getting sad.
Sad raps. Okay, good. So what is Post Malone doing?
Well, Mr. Malone is in the news because he spent $40,000 last year on Postmates.
Postmates.
Top seller or buyer or customer, if you will.
Isn't maybe he's sponsored by Postmates? Postmates and Post Malone seems like it goes together well.
I
think this is a marketing
too.
Thing.
I do too. This is the thing: the names are too on the nose for it to not be marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the other thing: like we live in this, there's kind of these secret advertisements that are happening all around us.
Oh yeah.
And Post Malone, he knows this isn't a. I think this. He knows that this isn't exactly a nice story about him. Like he has PR people. We have to start following the money. Okay. Every news story, there's a money angle.
Mm.
Post Malone has PR people.
Probably more than one.
Probably more than one.
Perhaps
three or four. So he has some Jewish chick that would not be happy about a story coming out where he spends $40,000 on anything. But since it's with Postmates and Post Malone, how did this story get out? Well, because he gets paid by Postmates. Every time you make a Postmates run, it's 10 cents to Post Malone's bank account.
Yeah, that's right.
So these PR people, I don't think Post Malone's smart enough to do this. I think he's a soulful rapper or whatever. But he hires people who are in the business of putting out a story. And this feels, don't you think?
It feels a little bit, I don't know if it just, is it just the word association? But I think that's enough. I think it's almost enough.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
You kidding me?
Yeah. It's great marketing.
Prince of promos. I'm doing this shit myself.
You should spend all your money on like Cat Fancy.
Cat Fancy?
Or Amtrak.
Amtrak. What is he spending his money on? Does it sell us?
He's spending it on your
frizzy hair spray.
You wish. Blunt wraps. He has. He went to Target. Asked them to get him the most expensive chessboard they have.
Yeah. See, all of these are too weird to be true. Like he is made cooler by what's being. You know. Yeah, man. I go to Target and I buy something crazy. Post Malone's hilarious.
He also went to Coachella and spent $10,000 on 8,000. Popeye's biscuits.
Yeah, see, all of this stuff is like, it's kind of like why you go to Miami to get the picture in front of the, all of this is like Instagrammable.
You're right. It is all like hype shit. It's But the biscuits,
I love Popeye's biscuits. Everyone loves Popeye's biscuits.
That sounds like he gave biscuits to the crowd.
Sure.
It was at a party.
It was at a party.
I mean, that's kind of a cool move.
Yeah, it's all cool.
Yeah,
it's
you're like, right. It's all cool.
This is the thing. Like
bun wraps, chess, biscuits. You know, I'm that kind of guy.
There's a reason he didn't spend $40,000 on people in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Because we live in this world right now where there are things that everyone loves and everyone hates. And you're allowed to hate on certain shit and you're allowed to love on certain shit.
Yeah.
I love pizza. I hate Jacksonville. It's that it's people
love Jacksonville.
That's right. That's right. So I think this is like, this plays into, like, I always talk about, like, on dating apps, millennial Mad Libs. And it's like people just putting in the word brunch, mimosa, pizza. They just put in the words that we've all agreed on. So that's, this kind of reminds me of that.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Louis, thank you for doing the news.
Oh, thanks for having me. Thanks
and
for having
me. Coming on at Louis Katz, at Louis Katz Comedy on Instagram. Katz Kills, that's the album. Shelby, thank you for bringing the news.
Thanks for having me.
That's the news. Classic at Classic Shelb on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Go follow, go support. I'm Jared Freight. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails. Keep sending them in, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. We'll be back next episode. Boom.